Hello, 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 and welcome, beautiful people, to Let's Just with Victoria. I remain your host, Victoria. So on this episode, we are in a new month. It's October. Happy new month. Happy October. Happy Ember month. I'm an Ember month, baby. So this is my month. No, this is not my birth month, but you know, I fall under the Ember month babies category. So October is a special month for me. Aside being my brother's birth month, it's also a month I hold dearly in my heart because I have taken it upon myself that I want to be an ambassador of breast cancer awareness. I want to spread awareness on breast cancer. And this started in 2018 when I went on IDP camp and I did an outreach in the IDP camp. And the outreach was in October and it was on breast cancer awareness. So what I did was, what me and my team did, because I had a team that time. What we did is we taught them on how to self-examine themselves a little on breast cancer, ways they could prevent it, and symptoms of lumps, you know, early detection and stuff like that. So it was really good because the ladies had so much fun, and then afterwards we gave them, you know, goodies, a few items that were contributed and gotten by my team and other generous donators. So since then I've carried on the narrative and I kept pushing. I can't remember what I did in 2019, but 2020 we couldn't do it because of Corona. So I just did the online put it on my socials, put it out there and spread the word. In 2021 I had an event at my workplace. It's also a lounge. It's called Tiki Cultures. So it happened last year at Tiki Cultures and it was really good. I had my friend who is a nurse. She came through. She had an entire slideshow prepared. God damn it. We went, you know, it was so cute. It was such an interesting event. I was really happy that I got to do something like that. Even if it didn't go as well as I wanted it to, but that's another story. So this year, in exactly 1 week from today, my event is meant to happen. And it's just sad because, it's sad. I started planning it for some time now. I have put in a lot. And me, I'm someone that when I'm stressed, I think it shows physically, yeah. I think I lose weight, I get darker in skin tone. So it was really tough for me. I still haven't fully come to the conclusion that the event is not happening anymore. Even if it's just a week to the event and I'm already sure by this time that it's not happening. But I'm still living in denial. It's almost like I lost someone, but God forbid. But you know, it's not easy to put in so much work to plan something. Then, you know, some factors don't let it work. Then you start doubting and, you know, asking yourself, did you really put in all the work? Did you put in as much work as you needed to have? Or you were just being relaxed? I don't know. But we'll find out because I always want to learn from my mistakes. But I don't even think, I always want to learn from my mistakes. Let me just say that. Okay, let me tell you about the event. So the event is meant to be called Pinktober Breast Cancer Awareness Event. And this event is meant to shed more light and throw lots of awareness on breast cancer. And also, you know, get the ladies together to, you know, a very cute pink color theme event. You know, it's breast cancer. Pink is for October. Pink represents breast cancer. blah blah, read about it online to go deeper. So it was meant to be a very cute pink event, you know. I already had like singers, female singers that would come through and bless us with their vocals. I had a very sweet location that was perfect. I saw it all in my head, in my eye, in my plans. I wrote it all out. It was magical. It would have been magical. My decor lady, mwah, the magic board she showed me. Oh my God, I couldn't wait to see what she was going to put out on that day. Now I just feel sad because I hope these people get to work with me again. You know, I hate it. It's painful because I went through a lot of stress to get them on board. You think the stress, you think the work about not having the event happen is it? The work, the main thing that is choking me right now is telling these people that I already put on board that the event will not hold again. I wrote proposals. I wrote proposals to foundations and health centers I wanted to sponsor and partner with. And I did get one. I got one. A very good and big one for that matter, called MediAid. MediAid Cancer Foundation. Oh my God. When I got to your premises, I was shook. It's an entire ass building. But I mean, what was I thinking? It is owned by the First Lady of KV State. I was impressed. I followed up. I disturbed. I went there like 3 times before I finally got a meeting with a group of people, their board or something. You can imagine, that's how serious I was taking. And now I feel like I just fumbled it. Yeah, like I fumbled it, but high expectations are not good, and putting your eggs in one basket is not good. I know we say this, I say this all the time, but honestly, I just really realize I am somebody that really, really puts my eggs in one basket. So I just put in my all, because I don't want to start splitting around and getting too many whatnots, and you know, I just really focus. It says that's my life, actually. I focus on something, I focus on one thing. It goes in every ramification of life for me, and so yeah, I wanted a certain venue. I was so sure that I would get the venue. I believed so much in myself. Because I had my ways, yeah. But then my ways didn't work out. And then I started looking for other ways. And then I found other ways that I thought worked out, but actually didn't work out. Because money runs the world. And people do not take your words. Because who are you to come and drop your flimsy words? But yeah. Nobody believes in you if there are no funds to back it up. I think that's just the line for me. So I didn't get a venue. I couldn't get myself to search for other venues. Then when I tried to search for other venues, and I realized, oh shit, everybody's on this trail. Now I really understand that, oh yeah, you really need to, you know, to get it. You use money to get money all the time. That's the law of life at this point. You use money to get money. So if you don't have money, or if you don't have as much money, you cannot make some certain things work. And it really, really hurts. Because having the ideas is one thing. Putting out the plan is another. Then having the funds is the top tier. You know, a lot of people have ideas. People walk the streets with business, sweet, amazing business ideas. Money-making ideas, you know. Long-term goals ideas, short-term goals ideas, whatever. People walk the streets every day with mad ideas in their head. But without money, those dreams will remain dreams forever. Those ideas will be ideas forever. Probably will get stolen by someone else from another part of the world. Those plans and goals and aspirations, without work, persistence, consistency, funding, determination, it won't work. But let me say this, you can have every other thing, and if you don't have the finances, it still won't work. That's just sad, but that's it. yeah, that really is it. I'm saying all these things, I'm saying it to myself, you know, when you have a podcast and you're talking, you're speaking to people to listen, but also you listen to yourself to talk. I listen to myself talk. It's crazy. It's weird because I was someone who wouldn't want to listen to my voice note than I sent to people before. But here I am on a podcast. Crazy, crazy world. You know? But regardless of not having the funds, please, by all means, push through. Don't give up. You're not a quitter. You shouldn't be quitting on things so easily. You should push through, but you should really know when to quit or cut it off, especially if your health is involved, or your mental health, your physical health. Always prioritize your health before all this money seeking and career chasing, societal recognition, whatever. As the old saying would say, health remains wealth. Health is wealth. Period. So yeah, I think that's it for now. I wanted to talk on, you know, breast cancer awareness being told about, but I think I'll drop a teaser on that and then, you know, yeah. So just stay tuned. Thank you for listening to me rant today. Because this one is a career gist / rant. Anyways. Do away with what you can do away with. And don't take the ones that don't make sense. Anyways. Thank you so much for always listening. If this is your first time, thank you too. And listen again. Bye.